St. Matthew chapter 8, beginning with verse 23. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Thus saith the Lord. My dear friends in Christ, we know the story. Although, should we not always consider that this is also our story? For we too experience the, quote, storms of life, don't we? Even on a daily basis, for the Scripture says clearly, we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. So we do relate to this story. A great storm arises, it comes out of nowhere. Their ship is filling with water, and in the Gospel of Mark, we learn that actually their ship was full of water. And what did the disciples have to cling to? What did they have to hold on to? The boat? The oars? Each other? Yet all those things can perish in a second in a violent storm. And it's not like the shore was just a few feet away. No problem, I'll just get out and walk and be on my way. If that's the way it was, they surely would have done that. Lord, save us. We perish. They had nothing else to cling to. Everything else was stripped away, including their own strength and their own abilities, even as experienced as they were on the water. That was no match for a violent storm. Lord, save us. We perish. Their situation had changed drastically, yet the promise of God never changes. The promise of God remained the same and remained ever with them. God says, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. We've surely all had that feeling before of a total lack of control. Maybe we've seen a funnel cloud nearby, or maybe even a tornado itself, and thought to ourselves, am I going to die? Or maybe we've lost control of our car on an icy road and thought, this might not end well for me. How quickly life can slip away in the blink of an eye. But that's where faith comes into the picture. God-given faith. True faith not only believes that God is in control of all things, but that He will always control them all in our best interest. No matter how hard the storms of life blow, Jesus will be there. And He will make it all work out for our good. And so if that is true, and it is true, but just for the sake of argument, if that's true, then why should we ever be afraid? Why should we ever doubt? God is in control. He rules all things for our good. Why should we be afraid? Jesus lived for us, died for us, rose from the grave for us. But then he also ascended to the right hand of the Father. That's a place of authority. The right hand of God, where Jesus rules all things in our best interest. It's not some distant God who doesn't care. The God who has all power is the God who died for us, the God who bled for us, the God who bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. He rules all things for our ultimate good. There isn't a single thing that He won't provide for us in our need. He promises He always will. He promises to always be with us, to always help us. He always has. He always will. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, meaning I shall not lack any good thing. And of course, we must confess that above all, the ultimate good thing for us is the salvation of our soul. Therefore, having faith in what saves our soul is the ultimate good for us. Not faith in ourselves. Not faith in our strength or in our own abilities. Not faith in my earthly things. Faith in Jesus Christ alone is the ultimate good. At the very beginning of our worship service this morning, what was it that we asked for? The very first line of our very first hymn, we requested God for faith. We said, we now implore God, the Holy Ghost, for the true faith which we need the most. Shine in our hearts, O most precious light, that we, Jesus Christ, may know aright, clinging to our Savior, whose blood hath bought us. That's what faith does. It clings to the Savior, because in His arms we're safe and secure, no matter how hard the storms of life blow. How could the boat ever go down when Christ is on board? How could we ever perish when Christ is in our heart and soul? He promises clearly, no man shall pluck you out of my hand. The scriptures say clearly, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, because He took the condemnation of our sins upon Himself. And whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the foundation upon which to build. Jesus Christ, Him alone. There is no other. Nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. As long as we have Christ in our heart, in our soul, what more do we need? That's what faith says. That's what faith confesses. If I just have Christ with me, in my heart, there's nothing more that I need. Everything will be okay. Everything's going to work out if I just have Christ, my Savior, with me. Of course, it's still easy, very easy, to doubt. Even the disciples who had Christ Himself in their boat still doubted. Did they think the storm was stronger than Christ, the Son of God, the Creator of all? But that's exactly the way it looked. Jesus did not look like God. He did not look like God when He lived on this earth. It didn't look like He was going to help them. He was asleep. By all appearances, the storm was going to overtake them. But even though everything appeared to be going wrong, we must confess that He was still with them. And His promise never changed. Be not afraid. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. We have the exact same problems today, because when the storms of life come crashing, it appears, God has gone away. He promises to be with us, but we cannot see Him. Sometimes all we can see is the storm. Sometimes all we can feel is the hurt and the pain. Sometimes it seems like God couldn't give a care. Yet His Word says otherwise. In His Word, we have overflowing strength and comfort. His Spirit works through those words to bring us the peace of sins forgiven and the comfort of everlasting life in Christ, who rose from the grave and promises that we will rise. Jesus says, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life, because they carry with them the almighty power of God, who created the world just by speaking them." His Word is still powerful to create faith where there is none, and to strengthen it where it's weak. He calms our fears. His Word erases our doubt. Jesus is risen from the dead to never die again. He promises that we too will rise. On the picture on our bulletin for this morning, I don't know whether the artist actually intended for us to see the shape of the cross in his picture, but whether he intended it or not, the picture of the cross is there. The arms of Christ are stretched out, forming the picture of a cross as He calms the storm. But isn't that actually what Christ did on the cross? He calmed the storm of our sin and death, everything that stood in between us and God. Jesus took away. Jesus said, "It is finished," and it was, and it is. Faith believes this is true. Jesus said it. That settles it. Our sins are forever forgiven. There's just something so effective and comforting about the words of Christ. They bring peace and comfort to our heart when nothing else can. Then He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey Him?" Jesus Christ, He stills our storms too. No matter how great our problems may seem, they're not so great that Christ cannot and actually has not already overcome. He says, simply believe. Believe in me. All things are now ready. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus never promised that we wouldn't see storms, but he does promise to always give us everything we need to get through them. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Because God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. May he then continue to comfort us and strengthen us by his word, by his spirit working through the word in our heart. Jesus will continue to be with us no matter how hard the storms of life blow. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.